Well, you know, each week at this time, I read actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the earth. The biggest fan contest is still rolling along. I'd say it's gathering ahead of steam.
I hope so.
I'm your biggest fan. You can enter that. How do they enter that contest?
Well, you enter that by supplying us with a winning video, audio, or written testimonial to prove your claim that you're the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And you'll win a huge kielbasa of prizes and rule over our show on Friday night, August 13th, the Silver Jubilee celebration at the Wisconsin Union Theater.
Very well said.
Thank you.
This one here, Brenda Souter says, forward, I was your biggest fan.
Oh.
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to let you know that I thought I wanted to be your biggest fan until I saw your photo on the PRI website. Wait. It's not as bad as it sounds. All the years I've listened to you on Saturdays, I've pictured you as a short man with receding black hair and wire-rimmed glasses. I could be further from the truth. In my image, you also have worn a slightly shoddy-looking suit. Now that I see your picture, I find that I just cannot laugh as freely as I used to. What are you laughing about, buddy?
Did she say you were in a
pal.
Suit?
Yeah, a shoddy suit, but a suit. If you want to keep from losing your fan base, you might want to consider replacing your photo with someone considerably less attractive. Okay, told you it gets better. The fact is, you're just too good looking to be funny. Oh, gosh. Brenda. Oh, it was an old picture, granted. I will still continue to listen to your show since your face is not altogether your fault. But I don't know if I will get over my disappointment anytime soon. Sincerely, Brenda Souter, Williamstown, New Jersey.
Oh.
Okay. I guess that's an entry. Terrence McShane couldn't find the actual survey on Biggest Fan, but I thought I'd submit this. First off, you've got to screen your contestants. The guy in the garage today was a huge flop. Where have they found the female hormone? That was quite a surprise. Response, in a nut tree. I mean, something as simple as that could have got Michael talking for hours. Anyway, my Saturdays at work have become so much better since I convinced my brother to stop listening to Glenn Beck and listen to your show. No more GB on Saturday. Yeah. I know this won't win the contest, but it's legitimate. Terrence McShane. Thank you, Terrence. Thank you just for stopping listening. No. Why I should be considered your biggest fan is really a no-brainer. A stripe on a skunk, a neck on a giraffe, a liney's in my hand. A stripe on a skunk, a neck on a giraffe, a liney's in my hand. I have written to you many times. You have read my mail on the air. You pick me out of the audience in Laramie, Wyoming for my question, if D9s are outlawed, only outlaws will have D9s. I've told you I'm certifiably crazy. I verbally slapped Mr. Tall eyebrows. What else do you want? Why are you making this so difficult, Michael? Do you want Don to win? Or some guy like the phone-in fellow in Laramie? Let's see. You're Jewish. I dated a Jew for a while. I can't go on with this. Here's one that's actually a form letter. Why I'm the world's greatest fan of Check One, Michael Feldman, Garrison Keillor, Peter Sagal. I am the greatest fan of Check One, Michael Feldman's What Do You Know, Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Commander, Peter Sagal's Wait, 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 No. Okay, yeah, goes on. In that vein. So far, not a lot of great.
No.
The most promising one, I guess, to date now is this gentleman here who sent in the dry erase hat as his entry. He makes these.
Wow.
The guy who sent in $50, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I got to send that back to him. I'm not going to take your money, sir. That'll be in the mail. Your check's in the mail. Number one fan, dry erase cap. It comes with the dry erase marker, in case, you know, you want to change the ranking or something. I don't know. So that's going to... And I lost his letter. But anyhow, it doesn't matter too much. Okay. Let's just get those out of the way then and go on to the actual memos sent in by actual listeners. First this. Meg says, I was listening to your show where you said an employee of PNC did not know what PNC stood for. PNC stands for Previously National City. That's that bank in Pittsburgh, so it's I think we're done with that. We're so done with that. Kay Bryant, heard you read my email on the show. We don't get the show until today, so I am waiting with bated breath. I was wondering about that breath thing. Anyway, my daughter's stepson heard it in Long Beach, California, called my daughter in Canoga Park, California, who called me in the middle of the night and woke me up to tell me. Then I waited until morning to call my son in Pennsylvania. See what a stir you caused. And did I not tell you I am your biggest fan from coast to coast? Thanks from Mississippi with love. Oh, Kay Hooker Bryant. Oh, Kay, yeah, okay.
She's,
yeah. Kay, remember the hooker? Makes jokes about her name.
Oh, that's right, that's
she's
right.
A hooker in Mississippi, but she's actually the hooker. It's a family name. And, and she wants to, okay. Thanks for being nice to my dad in Ithaca, even when he called you subversive and avuncular. He tried to raise me to be subversive and avuncular, but I have been a tremendous disappointment. Aiden Baker. Oh, you bet. Going back once again to Cornell, there is a give my regards to Davy is a common phrase heard on the Cornell campus in Ithaca, but no one knows who Davy was. You know, they would say, give my regards to Davy.
Okay, who?
Well, Laura Bodden knows. You asked about the song Give My Regards to Davy, and who Davy is. David Fletcher Davy Hoy was an early athletic director at Cornell. Hoy Field is named after him. So, and give my regards to Hoy. It just doesn't scan properly. Okay. I'm 68 years old, retired, and listening to you on Saturdays. Always a very... Yeah, the problem is that this woman actually writes in a very nice script or something, but I'm so unused to reading an actual script anymore. You know, cursive?
Yeah.
It's very sweet, though. She says, came across the show 12 years ago. She's 68 years old, retired nurse, and she listens every Saturday, and it's a great way to start her weekend in a positive manner. I wish it started mine in the same. You know, I never really had a positive weekend. Your monologue is always very wheat. It looks like wheat, W-H-E-A-T, isn't it? Oh, let's say a real hoot. Okay, that I got. Your added comments added to what is going on in their world are just great. Well, thank you very much. I'll read this later when I have more time. Oh, Jim has a great voice and quite a sexy smile. Come on, Jim, one more of those. You, yeah, I see what she means there. And she listens in Nashville, Linda Brown.
Oh, I see that's on small paper,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Nashville. Yeah, you know, it's a very nice script, but I'm not used to reading. Biggest fan because you're bound to be part of a phone-in segment TV taping of your show about 20 years ago. You never took the call. Okay, well, I'm sorry. All right. Timothy Lockley. Having observed Mr. Feldman and his colleagues consume numerous adult beverages as he held forth on his program while here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast prior to the storm, I have no doubt that sometime in the not-too-distant future he will require a liver transplant. To that end, I offer a portion of mine. I submit that the willingness of one to sacrifice bits of their internal organs to another is the very definition of friendship. Of course, my donation of hepatic tissue is predicated on my winning the competition. Should I not be victorious in this effort, I withdraw my offer. Your true friend, Timothy C. Lockley. Well, I'll take that in the spirit in which it's offered. And when it's needed, I definitely will take it. Thank you. So that's an entry there for the biggest fan contest. Mr. Feldman, I may be your biggest fan, says Brian Marriott. I have been listening to your show for the past 24 years and 7 months. Well, there's a good 5 months unaccounted for there, Brian, up there in Ashland, Wisconsin. So we'd like to hear what you were doing that time.
That's right.
Basically. Michael and staff, I'm your biggest fan because I volunteered to be part of a phone-in segment during a TV taping of your show about 20 years ago, and you never took the call. Well, I never took the TV show either. Waiting for hours... took dedication, 2 hours plus. Reading the Book of Mormon would have been more amusing. I'm your biggest fan because I am the reigning spelling bee champion. All misspelled, of course. Very cute. Well, I need more prizes because I gave away what you sent last year. I'm your biggest fan because I've won the quiz 4 times. This is not supposed to happen, Jim.
No, it's not.
No. Luckily, a record.
I blame that on Lyle.
Yeah. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Prizes included a pencil from the city of... What? Oregon or something. Some city in Oregon, looks like. I don't know. It'll be worth 1 cent in the year 8010. Tasty mustard and mole sauce. Pot holders from Traverse City. Hey, those are going to be worth something. Visor from Rosie's, which can only be worn by someone over 120 years old. Rapid City, South Dakota, or Bismarck, Wyoming. I don't know what that means. Horrible tasting dried soup, little buffalo toy, braided sweetgrass. Birmingham, Alabama, she won 4 packs of mini cookies, described as gourmet. Sleep shirt, 2 books about the South, and pepper jelly. And Monona Terrace, she won a State Fair cookbook, Weber grill, a Boca mitt, apron utensils, mustard, ketchup, etc. I'm your biggest fan because I've often participated in call-in segments. I've likely logged more airtime than 80% of fellow fans. Well, that's Patricia Polly. Michael Shaw, New Yorker cartoonist, is entering. I think this is considered
an
entry.
First.
Yes. There have been some Feldman cartoons in the New Yorker with a character named Feldman. It's usually in a business setting, so I assume it's not me. But this one apparently is me. He says, what other New Yorker cartoonist would draw him nude? Okay, Michael Shaw, from Cincinnati, actually. Feral. Feldman retired, then he turned feral. There's a nude Feldman climbing a tree. New Yorker style. This is something to be treasured, but I don't know if it really qualifies him as my biggest fan. Okay. Feral. Okay, actual memo. Oh, and we other got other mail here. People, I hate to ignore people write me, and it's so nice that they do that. So, silver anniversary, Schmilver anniversary. My parents, Jeff and Carolyn Boykin, are celebrating their Sapphire 45th anniversary with a trip to Madison this weekend where they will be attending your show. Is that this weekend? Are they here, the Boykins? Guess not. Okay, the heck with them now.
It's a good setup.
Sapphire Schmaffire, I see. Diane Ayers, my husband attended UW 65 to 70. He tells me that his freshman swim class held in the old armory was a nude class. Guys only, according to him. I find that hard to believe. I do too, actually. So what's the matter with him? We had nude in high school.
Yeah.
Did you in your high school?
No, I didn't, but you've...
Were you ever nude
yours.
In high school at all?
In the shower, yeah, after basketball practice.
Okay, you did. Okay, good. Craig Chapelo, I was the guy in the quiz today who answered the qualifying question about lying. As always, I enjoy your show a lot. Keep up the good work. I mentioned I was working on a book about lying. Okay, it's called Lies Leaders Tell. Okay, promote that. And this one I didn't from a couple weeks ago. I meant Aiden Baker says, thanks for being nice to my dad in Ithaca, even when he called you subversive and avuncular. He tried to raise me to be subversive and avuncular, but I've been a tremendous disappointment. I thought that was cute. Just one letter from Nigeria saying my fund is ready. This is from the United Nations Assisted Program, Directorate of International Payment, from the United Nations Liaison Office, Africa. $4.7 million. Well, I'm actually supposed to receive $8.3 million, but first I need my ATM card and the PIN number. Just for the processing fees, I guess. I'm not quite sure what that is. All right. Well, here's the actual memo. It's not an actual memo. It comes with this carpet thing, doormat, but it's kind of amusing. See if you agree. This morning I picked up the outside doormat and the label fell off the back, says Leslie Kreider. This doormat has been in place for several years, so the label was dirty, barely legible. Here's what it said. This perfectly fine, if not certainly adequate, high cotton doormat is made for 100% olefin indoor-outdoor carpet and printed with color-fast inks. Wash with hose and brush, dry flat, do not machine wash. Important things you should know about your new doormat. Do not use mat as a projectile. Sudden acceleration to dangerous speeds may cause injury. When using mat, follow directions. Put your right foot in, Put your right foot. This is not on there. Then we have to go to plan B here. This is for a research and collections center at a well-known museum in an adjacent state to the south of us, which houses research labs and collections. It goes to all staff. The refrigerator, freezer, and the special programs room, kitchen, and staff break room are for food and food only. Please do not store your artifacts, animals, or skulls in them. Thank you from Linda, and thank you for all those memos. Don't store your skulls in them, Jim.
No.
Jim is always doing that, storing his skulls in the...
Send all of those communications to, what do you know, Michael Feldman, 821 University Avenue, Madison, right. Wisconsin, 53706. Ah. Or you can post them at whatdoyouknow@wpr.org.